The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
As we heard on the 5 of 5 yesterday, there was a culling of deer in Dublin's Phoenix Park yesterday. 34 deer were shot dead following orders by the Office of Public Works. The OPW said the culling was carried out as part of its sustainable management of the wild deer herd in the park, saying that an overabundant deer population can lead to an increase in road traffic accidents in the Phoenix Park and also lead to the spread of diseases. But some people are pointing out that it could be something of a money-making exercise because the deer are being sold to restaurants all around the country. John Carmody from the Animal Rights Action Network. What do you make of what happened yesterday?
Well, Matt, it's very, very disappointing, to be honest. I mean, this call has been taking place for a good number of years in Phoenix Park. And if the real aim was to try, you know, bring down the numbers of deer that apparently are populating the park, then they would be taking, you know, the solutions that are more effective, which is, and it's a well-known fact, of neutering these male deer. But that's not the case. I mean, what we're seeing now is pictures hitting people's news feeds on social media since yesterday. And the images, in many ways, are quite disturbing, to be quite frank, which are whether you agree with eating animals or not. It's. I mean, people use that park. When I pass through Dublin, when I'm up there, I often drive through the park and you see these beautiful herds of deer just doing their thing. And it would be horrifying, I suppose, to be walking through that park and to see marksmen out with their guns taking down these beautiful animals that bring so much joy and beauty to this park.
At the same time, there have been cases where the deer have run out to the road and have crashed into cars, not just having the deer being injured, but also causing considerable damage to cars and injuries to the occupants of the cars.
No, this is almost sounds like deer get on mass, if I'm to be brutally honest. This is not the case. You know, drivers themselves can avoid those situations by driving, you know, slower. When I was going through that park myself, I drive slower because I'm aware of these creatures in their presence. And what was even more disturbing, Matt, if I can say this to you and your listeners who are probably going home right now and listening in the car or wherever it was very disturbing to see some of the live deer looking on as their family members were being taken down, and to see the marksmen holding these animals by their heads and throwing them into the backs of vans. This was very, very disturbing, and I would appeal to the Office of Public Works to come up with a better solution than this deadly solution. And it appears that these animals' bodies are landed on restaurants now, so they're in on top of this as well.
Okay, but listeners say this is conservation. This is sort of the natural way of doing things.
No, this is far from conservation. There's no more of an interest in conservation, I can assure you. And that's played out, Matt. That argument has been played out, and it's been debunked by animal rights campaigners for years.
Okay.
It doesn't work anymore when it comes to these animals being killed. It's just not on, and it's not
okay. Fair. Chris says, deer retain and spread Lyme disease, which can devastate people's lives, and that the cull is the only method of control that should be debated.
No, it's not, because again, that a cull doesn't do anything at all to curb those reported problems. It's news to me, to be quite honest with you. What we're seeing in deer in Phoenix Park for the last number of years, that cull has been monetized. Restaurants have got in on top of that. And I remember working on that campaign a good number of years ago, where I don't think there was restaurants in on it at the time. And one could say, well, John, what are you going to do with the bodies? Wouldn't it be better that they land in restaurants than they do in some kind of incineration? But I think, you know, we're going to see more and more of this. And now we're hearing of other councils around the country taking this whole legal idea of taking deer out of parks because of apparent overpopulation without looking at the more humane neutering that's
okay.
out there.
Let's bring in one of the country's leading chefs, Michelin star chef, the owner of Anir and Cava Bodega and Tartar restaurants in Galway. JP McMahon, will you be serving any of these deer from the Phoenix Park on your menus?
I'm probably not the ones from the Phoenix Park, but we have deer on the menu in all of our restaurants at the moment. And I mean, I think for me, we don't eat enough deer in Ireland, and it's I think the tradition of eating deer in Ireland is such an age-old one, and it goes back thousands of years. And I think it's really important for people to know where their food comes from. I understand it may be upsetting to see an animal shot, but I do rethink we have become so far removed. I mean, whether or not you're a vegan or whether or not you don't eat meat, that's a different question. But I mean, if one eats meat and then one has a problem with seeing an animal shot, I think that's a very contradictory point of view. And I think that we all need to, if we are meat eaters, we all need to see this. I'm not saying it has to happen in broad daylight, but I do think that culling deer is an effective management policy all over the world, and notwithstanding the diseases that may bring or the overpopulation, I think it's a good thing that restaurants are buying them.
Because where do you get your deer from?
We get our deer from Scariff in County Clare and sometimes in County Wicklow, and that's cold as well. I mean, they are wild deer, but I mean, deer breed like rabbits, and I was just looking up a few facts and figures, and if they're not culled, deer can decimate the area that they are in. And in California, they reintroduce wolves to control the deer population, and that's natural culling. So, I mean, whether we cull them or whether nature culls them, I think it's the same issue. And I understand that deer and Bambi, and they look beautiful, but does anyone care when badgers are culled? Does anyone care when we cull billions of rats because they spread infection? I mean, I think we're being selective on the animals that we care about and the animals that we don't care about.
How do you serve the deer? Do you do Bambi burgers or what do you serve?
Not at all. No. We do, like, we have a venison stew on in tartare at the moment. We pan fry the loin in cava, and sometimes we cook the shoulder. Sometimes we cure it as a charcuterie. There's some wonderful venison charcuterie being made in Wicklow at the moment. And so, like, for me, it's part of our food tradition. And of course, I don't want to see deer being shot publicly, because I don't agree with that either. But I do think that culling is an effective way, and I hate to see a deer being shot and then not being eaten. I think that would be, for me, that would be a waste of an animal.
Okay, John Carmody, as a vegetarian, is this making you feel ill? All this discussion about the uses to which the deer can be put in food.
Not at all, Matt, not at all, and I'm not squeamish in this. I think, as a matter of fact, just going on what one point that he did make, I think, you know what, it's a pity that members of the public in Phoenix Park didn't see this taking place yesterday, and as a matter of fact, it's a pity that we don't see how these animals are being taken out, because maybe it might actually, you know, get them to lose their lunch. But I think, if anything, that when he goes on about decimation and speaking of deer destroying this, that and the other thing, let's get one thing straight here. Us, the human race, have destroyed, we have raped, we have ransacked this planet, and we're turning it around and we're blaming the deer now all of a sudden. It's the deer's problem for causing all these issues. We need to grow up and realize that these animals should be left alone. And I suppose, you know what, as well, Matt, I think, like, he speaks of tradition and that we would have eaten deer many thousands of years ago. I don't know what we ate back then. I don't know if we did eat deer or not. But the one thing I do know is that our diets are changing, and we're moving towards more green and more vegan-friendly options. And you can't go into a supermarket in this day and age. And I know you spoke about this issue at length, Matt, and you did cover this issue. But that's the future of eating, and we won't be seeing any Bambi, as a matter of fact, or any other animals on plates in years to come. And I hope to God we can have this conversation again, because I think people will be saying you were right.
Thank you very much, John Carmody from the Animal Rights Action Network. JP McMahon from Anir in Galway. Dave texts in to say, I lived in Sweden for a few months last year. Reindeer was one of the tastiest meats I've ever eaten. I wish deer was on more menus in Ireland. Reindeer, you at Rudolph?
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.